These Aboriginal Awareness 2012. The Native Youth Sexual Health Network is a North American-wide organization working on issues of healthy sexuality, cultural competency, youth empowerment, reproductive justice, and sex positivity by and for Native youth. The reclamation and revitalization of traditional knowledge about people's fundamental human rights over their bodies and spaces, intersected with present-day realities, is fundamental to their work. The organization works within the full spectrum of reproductive and sexual health for Indigenous peoples. To learn more, visit nativeyouthsexualhealth.com. This public service announcement is brought to you by CFR's Aboriginal Awareness Week programming.
Tuesdays at 10 p.m., tune into Below the Decks with your host, Sea Legs, offering an array of minimal and electronic music, past, present, future, and beyond, only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're back on the air. My name's Dave Nerd, and my co-host Andy Personnel is joining us after a few weeks of absence on United by Punk, which is a weekly show here on CFRC. Apologies to the listeners out there of Aboriginal Voices. We lost the last minute of that pre-recorded show, so to all you listeners out there, tune in to Aboriginal Voices every Tuesday here on CFRC 101.9 FM and get your amazing Aboriginal Voices fix every single week. So United by Punk Punk is happy to be here on Tuesday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m. now, every week. We used to be on Monday evenings, 11 p.m. until midnight, and that was a bit late, you know, kind of late, although hopefully all you listeners were doing good at that hour, because sometimes you get a bit sleepy. This hour is a bit earlier, but it's an evening hour, which is super exciting, and I'm stoked to be hosting a music show in the evening hours, because those can be much coveted spots in campus radio. Okay, I won't talk too much, just gonna jump into some music with Ponctuation Je Ne Lis Pas here on CFRC.
In my whole life.
I'm sorry that I cannot get past what keeps me away from the line. Finally!
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from the basement of the Carruthers Hall, Queen's University. My name's Dave Nerd, and this is United by Punk in our new time slot, Tuesday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. I hope you're enjoying it. Hopefully, I'm introducing Tuesday night listeners well to what kind of things we do on this show. So it's a really exciting episode for that reason, and also because after a 2.5 month hiatus, our co-host, Andy Personnel, is finally gracing the airwaves again and introducing and programming half the show, which is a thrill because he's a veritable fountain of punk knowledge and just a really good co-host. We've pre-recorded some interviews all the way from Prince Rupert out in BC, so without further ado, I'm going to have him talk and introduce his music, and then we're going to hear it, and then he's going to do, I think, two sets in a row, so three tracks, and then maybe six tracks, and then back to me with my music. So, here we go.
I'm doing great. It's the weather out here is a little unpredictable. It's kind of snowing and raining at the same time right now, and it's a little different. A little bit of culture shock, not so much because I've been out here before, but it's a an interesting little place, right up just south of the tip of the Alaska Panhandle.
Yeah, you're pretty northerly. And westernly.
Yeah, right by the Queen Charlotte Islands, or Haida Gwaii, which means land of the Haida, I believe. So anyway, I'm really stoked to be back on United by Punk.
Yeah, we're
probably corresponding from the West Coast. I've got a nice little selection of West Coast bands, as well as some other Canadian bands that I've enjoyed over the years. And we've got a great little playlist for you tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back, too. You've been on hiatus for a while, and I've been telling listeners that you've been on a secret mission, and I haven't revealed any details.
Excellent. Well, the secret mission has basically been that I've gone out west in search of work, and I just have a lot of friends out here, and I can get kind of a better job than I had in Ontario, and that kind of thing, and it's just it's the possibilities for crazy adventures in the outdoors are pretty high. Great snowboarding in the winter, people are down to earth and fun to party with. Not quite as, a little different from the rest of BC, a little more rugged, frontiersy out here in Prince Rupert. I'm having a great time, and I think I'll dedicate this entire set to Prince Rupert, British Columbia, which is the rainiest but one of the most rocking towns in Canada.
That is exciting. That's cool. Maybe you'll motivate some listeners to head out there one day. Why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell us what music you've got? Well, we can chat more too. But if you want, you could introduce some of the music now, and then we could chat more after that.
All right. Well, excuse my mouse clicks because I've got my laptop open here. but maybe you can't hear them because of the because I'm on the phone. But anyway, then that would be good. So we've got, first I'm going to play for the listeners on United by Punk. Tonight I'm going to play a song by the Young Canadians, who were a band that formed in 1979 in the Vancouver scene. Some of the other bands that formed around the same time were DOA and the Pointed Sticks, who we're going to hear tonight as well. The Dish Rags, DOA, and the Subhumans, not the BC Subhumans, not the UK Subhumans. So I'm going to play I Hate Music by the Young Canadians off their debut EP. Actually, no, sorry, that's off the 1979 Vancouver compilation, which I happen to have on vinyl. Unfortunately, I can't play the actual vinyl for you tonight, although I'm looking at it right now. So I'm playing I Hate Music by the Young Canadians, followed by the Pointed Sticks with the Shapes of Things to Come. And they're another band off the Vancouver compilation, it was actually the very first Vancouver punk music compilation, which I was quite fortunate to get a copy of. And then we're going to hear some good old No Means No. And we're going to listen to the first track off their 1981 debut EP, Betrayal, Fear, Anger, Hatred. We're going to listen to the first track, which is entitled I'm All Wet. And the sound quality is kind of probably going to be a little crappy on that one, so bear with us. But you can hear the embryonic sort of talent and brilliance that No Means No later, that blossomed into the legendary Canadian punk rock and roll and insane music band that we know today is No Means No. Saw them live in their hometown of Victoria, which was pretty awesome. We're also gonna listen to a few more tracks as well, from some from the West Coast, some from closer to home. But anyway, I'll get back to throw it back over to Dave so he can introduce some music as well. And
nothing can change the shape of things to come. One, two, three, four.
for my next set of music, I'm going to play some West Coast tunes. I'm going to play, first off, a band that I really enjoy, and you probably either love them or hate them, which is either is cool. I mean, they're pretty awesome. And this band is the Dayglo Abortions. The first line of their Wikipedia article states that their lyrics show absolute disregard for social norms, which is awesome. But I think they're really just, you know, looking at the hypocrisy of social norms and really commenting on it in an aggressive, visceral, real sort of screw you kind of fashion. And they're real shred musicians, at least. So I'm going to play you a Dayglo Abortions track, and it's going to be a surprise which one that's going to be. But it's going to be off my favorite Dayglo Abortions album, Here Today, Guano Tomorrow. And then we're going to listen to a little bit of SNFU, which are another, they were a Vancouver band. They're actually originally formed in Edmonton. And we're going to play you a track off the 1981 album, 1985 album, And No One Else Wanted to Play, which was apparently recorded in Los Angeles, and I haven't even heard it yet, so I'm going to select a banging track off that for you. And then we're going to listen to, Plastic Society, which is the 13th track off Alternate Actions' recent album, Thin Line, 2008, now Alternate Action are from BC as well, but they sound very British, sort of in that oi, working class kind of influenced punk rock sound, which I really like as well. But they have a traditional and yet original take on it. So we're going to listen to that track, which is one of my favorite tracks by these guys. And hopefully we'll be hearing more from them in the future soon. And then I'm going to take it back to the Toronto area, play some influential Toronto bands. And the first band I'm going to play, although it's not a very early track by those guys, we're going to listen to Freedom Denied with War Against the Poor off their album Freedom Denied. I believe it's a self-titled album. 2013. First full-length release for Freedom Denied, although I've seen them play numerous times back in the day. So good on you guys for recording a full-length album. It is thrash, hardcore, punk rock, rip your ears off and feed them to you kind of sound. So we're going to get into a bit of that. And I'm going to play you some Dirty Bird as well, which were another great band that I grew up listening to. And Dave probably remembers Dirty Bird from the old days as well.
I do.
So we're going to listen to a little bit of Dirty Bird from their album, Their Thoughts Are Dancing with the Sugar Holes. And I'm going to wrap things up with an Armed & Hammered track. We've listened to Armed & Hammered, I believe, before on United by Punk, but we're going to listen to them again because they're an awesome Toronto punk rock band. And, I just want to say I hope everybody who's listening tonight is having a great time hoisting a brewski, and come on out and visit me on the West Coast here. And this is Andy Personnel live, coming to you, pre-recorded Prince Rupert, BC. And
cool,
it's great to be back on United by Punk.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Brings back all the meaning to the title, United by Punk.
Totally.
Here we are, united again.
Geography can't separate the punk unity.
That's right.
And I'm trying to punk Rupert up a couple of notches. Well, there's a few punkers in town, a few bands, so I'm going to be hopefully bringing you some sounds from directly here in Prince Rupert on future episodes of United by Punk, but for now, I'm not sure if any of those bands have anything recorded as of yet, but I'm going to be looking into that and seeing if I can dig up possibly some historic Rupert punk rock. I know there were a couple bands in the early 90s that flourished, or attempted to go of things here, so I'll try and dig up some of that if it exists at the archives.
attention to the latest trend.
Follow my scent.
Media lies and corporate spies.
Not the next phrase.
It's a blasted society. It's a blasted society. It's a blasted society. It's a blasted society.
Cops don't like me, so I don't like cops.
Well, I was walking up one night, happy drinks, feel alright. I'm on a parade, trouble though I like to fight. The best pull up in that car, dressed in blue. You wanna park too? I have idea where was the bar? The hands quivered on their guns, screaming, right inside the front. They say they like the killing. Why don't I run? Fuck the cops!
RC 101.9 FM in good old Kingston, Ontario, home of the radio station that you're listening to. My name's Dave Nerd, and we just had Andy Personnel hosting the show United by Punk in our new time slot, which is Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m., and it's 5 minutes to 9. Up next is Coast to Coast, and I'm really excited for that show, so keep make sure your radios stay tuned to 101.9. The last set had Dayglow Abortions, SNFU, Alternate Action, Freedom Denied, Dirty Bird, and Armed and Hammered, all Canadian, the first three from BC and the last three from Toronto. So it's been a pretty CanCon week on United by Punk. I think next week will probably be a bit different. We're going to end. It's also been kind of a new release week because we've had, I think, six or five albums or five tracks all from new releases here at CFRC. So maybe we'll keep track of those. And ending with Ice Age, Ecstasy. This one's been around a while, but I haven't previewed it yet until this afternoon, and I thought it was pretty awesome. So without further ado, here it is. Tune in next week and every week, because we're going to keep doing this show.
Pressure! Hey, we're Brazilian Money, and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM in Kingston.
Yeah.
Money.
Well, it won't be long before I'll have to be on my way back to the mines. Why do you suppose, Sally, that time passes so quickly when we're together?
Where has the evening gone?
Well, I don't know where, but I do know how. Very pleasantly.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Your one, your only, campus community radio station since 1922.